T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Only bangers today.
It's gonna be a banger week. I mean, and this is a banger. Come on.
This is a banger.
Is it?
Man. I think I made my daughter this song.
Goiter. This is Goiter.
No, Goite.
Right, Goitier.
Goiter.
Goiter.
Isn't that the thing that dangles from the back of your throat?
No, it's like, I think a goiter is like a cyst, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a big cyst.
When the dudes had a big ball in their neck?
Yes. Yeah, yes, that's a goiter.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, this is draft week. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. The former Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, is on the line. A college football Hall of Famer. He lives in the Heisman house. I don't know if people know that, but he lives there 52 weeks a year.
They have a bathroom or he shares one? Jack and Jill.
Now, he shares one with... trying to think of
Trent Richardson. Did he win it all? I don't know.
Hold on. Gino, did Trent Richardson win a Heisman Trophy?
No, Mark Ingram did.
Mark
there
Ingram.
You go, Mark Ingram. Right.
You share a bathroom? Is he your suite mate at the Heisman house?
I was trying to wake up. I thought I got on the elevator at 4:32, was heading down to the bottom with that music.
That's what I was saying. I thought we were going for bangers today.
Falero's going to cause some accidents on the drive on 95 north out of downtown Miami.
You guys are wrong on this, man. Everybody likes that song except
you
two.
Nah, but it's not like an upbeat draft week song.
Of course it is.
After you've had 25 rum runners and you're on a lounge chair thinking, I'm going to take a little quick siesta.
Now, Gino Toretta, again, Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Famer, but a seventh-round draft pick in the 93 draft. I was asking this of Crowder earlier. Were you projected to be, sixth, seventh round, or did you think you were going higher?
Well, obviously, I thought I was going higher when you win the Heisman Trophy and every other frickin' award that you
not that you're still angry.
not that I don't have still Keystone Bitter Beer face over it or anything.
So but, did someone tell, like, Crowder's got his story. He was told by Mel Kiper, you are going first round.
Yes.
You will not go later than number 20,
so
Green Bay.
Green Bay Packers, number 20, is the latest Crowder's going, and I ate it up.
And he ate it up. He took out $1 million credit line. He spent some of it, and then all of a sudden he went, middle of the third round, late in the third round?
Early in the third round.
It
was like 70, and I thought I was going 20, and that money dropped.
And was very disappointing for him. So what did someone tell you where you thought you were going to go?
So my draft was the first year of unfettered free agency in the NFL. That was the new collective bargaining agreement. So you had, where in the past, the NFL, you couldn't move teams, right? So it was the first year where players had moved teams, meaning Scott Mitchell went from the Dolphins as a backup to a $20 million quarterback for the Detroit Lions. Where in the past, your only way to get players was to secure them through the draft. So nobody really knew in the first year. They're like, well, I heard things, well, we're not investing in quarterbacks because, these guys are just going to learn behind somebody else and then go take big money, once we teach them the ropes and things like that. So I had no idea. I mean, they said, between like from the third round on, but like my draft, so for example, Drew Bledsoe was the first pick. Rick Meyer was the second pick in quarterback. The next quarterback taken was the third round, Billy Joe Hobert. The fifth round was Mark Brunell. I was the fifth quarterback taken in the seventh round.
Wow.
And then after me was Trent Green, Elvis Gerbach, and the Pitt kid. God, I can see him. Alex Smith.
No, it could have been Alex Smith.
No, it's not Alex Smith. He played at Pitt for you know, when I was in school. But
look it up, Valero. 1993 quarterback.
Dan Marino.
different guy out of
he
Pitt.
He did break all Dan Marino's records. Dan was not happy about it because they didn't win many games when he was there. But it was kind of crazy. I mean, you think about it. I mean, you know, the end of that draft, I mean, Trent Green played, you know, 10, 12 years. I mean, we had both gotten released after our rookie season. We worked out for the Steelers together a couple times. I mean, it's kind of, you know, crazy situation looking back at the draft.
Van Pelt, Alex Van Pelt?
Alex Van Pelt. There you go. I couldn't think of the last name. I knew it was Alex.
Gino, because I tell the story and people and the listener hear the story about 60 times this week, but my initial thought was I'm going 20. I got a bunch of my homeboys together. We got in my big Hummer. We had a cooler full of beer. We had a bunch of bottles of Hennessy. We were going to go down on the in front of Lake Rodman Dam. It's in Palatka, Florida. We were going to drink beer. We were going to take shots. I was going to get a call from Green Bay at 20. I was going to get drafted high, make $8 million, and it was going to be done. I got drafted in the third round about 8:30. So my thought was sitting on the fishing bank with my homeboys, drinking beer and getting drafted. I end up getting drafted sitting in the living room by myself because I told all my friends and family to leave because I was so frustrated. Did you have that time with your draft, you know, draft story where there was one way you wanted it to happen and it happened a totally different way?
Well, seeing as the seventh round, I don't know, it was the second day of the draft or the third day of the draft, but everybody had to go home because there was a few
nights. Y'all have to go. There's no room.
No, I mean, I was home in California with my family and not, I mean, I really wasn't. I was like, you know, it's wherever it happens, it happens. You know, and, you know, I was just hoping basically to get to a team where you know you're going to get an opportunity to show what you can do. You know, that I think is, I mean, critical, especially from the quarterback position. It's like if they don't, and you know, Channing, if they don't invest in you, the opportunity, you know, a lot of times doesn't come to a guy. It doesn't matter how good he is.
Yeah. Gino Toretta is with us. So, you know, and I asked this of Crowder, and for him, to me, it's so weird. This is the culmination of a lifelong dream, right? I mean, you worked your ass off since you were a kid. You won the Heisman, and you do get drafted. But for Crowder, it was a disappointment. Draft day was a disappointment because he went a lot later than he thought he was going to go and didn't get the money he thought he was going to get. So when you think about draft day, do you think of disappointment? Or is it, that was the culmination of my dream?
Well, I was pissed. Yeah, hell yeah. You know, I mean, you know, like Kronik said, Channing said, you think you're going to, you know, hey, you're going to make some money, you know, have an opportunity to play a game, make a nice living. And then you're like, man, what, you know? Yeah, so it was disappointing to say the least. But, you know, then it's just, heck, it starts all over. I mean, it's the same thing as, you know, when these high school superstars come in and they sign with UM, you go from, you know, being the cat's meow to being cat litter. And you got to figure it out, and you got to start showing your wares, you know, on a new level, and you go from there. It becomes a business very, very quickly, and you don't really understand that when you're in college. And guys, you know, I think guys enjoy the college experience a lot more because it's not, you know, you're not sitting in a locker next to a guy that's been in the league 10 years, that's got four kids, and his priorities are a little bit different than a rookie 20-something year old coming into the league.
So who calls you from Minnesota? Because we know for Crowder, it was Nick Saban with the Dolphins, and Crowder's like, yeah, I didn't even feel like talking to him. You know, he's like, hey, how would you like to come to Miami? He's like, yeah, whatever, you know, whatever.
It was Denny Green, head coach for the Vikings. And the crazy thing was, because they'd said here are the teams that were interested in you, and Minnesota was never one of them. And then they had called my apartment in Coconut Grove, and, you know, they're like, hey, he's not here. You got to call his house in California. But Denny Green called the
What does he say? Does he go, hey, Gino, we feel like we really got a steal with you because...
Yeah, he just said, we don't feel we can pass it. I mean, we don't really need a quarterback. And listen, I went to training camp my rookie year. Jim McMahon, Sean Salisbury, Rich Gannon, Brad Johnson, and myself. We had five quarterbacks in training camp. And Channing can tell you, I might have thrown about four or five passes in a drill with five guys.
So you ended up in a terrible spot. Oh,
a fifth stringer?
And the names that you mentioned before us all had NFL careers.
It was like very, no reps. They traded Gannon before the last preseason game. So that was the first game that I got into. But they said we're keeping four quarterbacks. So I was, I'm like, okay, well, at least I got a job for my rookie year. But, he just said, we can't, you've been the best player on the board for the last few drafts, but we don't really know the quarterback, but, we're not going to pass on you here. And, a little bit upset because I was told by Michael Irvin, who was telling the Cowboys to draft me after the second round on, and they had the next pick. And they supposedly were, Jimmy was gonna take me there. So that would have been nice to, probably win a Super Bowl in the first year or two backing up Aikman.
Hey, Gino, you talk about at the time you're not understanding, and I was pissed. I was mad on draft. Like, going out that Saturday night, I wasn't excited. Like, my buddy's like, bro, you're a Miami Dolphin. I'm like, yeah, in the third round, lost out on millions. Like, it just wasn't the same feeling. But I know that my knee injuries, I had four ACL reconstructions in high school. So I knew something was, I knew that was a knock. And then I got arrested a bunch in college. That was 100% my decision, Gino. I had an anger management problem. Do you know why you started dropping? Like, could you rationalize that as an older man?
I mean, they would say, I wasn't, I didn't run like a 4.6. I mean, listen, there's, Brady's, I don't know, 20 years into the league and never broke five. So, I think it was just, it was like feet speed and then arm strength. And the crazy thing, I remember going to the All-Star games with Rick Meyer and the other quarterbacks from the East-West Shrine game. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, I don't see it. Now, listen, I've thrown, and I remember when Bledsoe and I, were at the Super Bowl together, we went and played catch. And I mean, I was like, dude, you need to take something off the ball. You're going to break my hands. And I could see that. You know what I mean? But I was like, it was crazy. I mean, think Brunell probably threw for 40, 50,000 yards. I mean, he was a fifth round pick and sat behind, Favre for Green Bay for a bunch of years before the Jags got him. So it was just, I think it was kind of one of those times. And then you look at the guys that were playing back then. I mean, the quarterbacks playing then were, some guy, Warren Moon, Marino, Elway, Steve Young, Joe Montana. I mean, you go down the list of, I'd probably say 30% of the quarterbacks in the league when I came out were probably on their way to the Hall of Fame. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was like timing. Couldn't have been worse, right? And really, if you had not ended up in Minnesota, everything could have been different. I mean, you can't do that now, right?
Yeah, I mean, Let's say it's the next pick, and let's say it's Dallas. Okay, you're behind Aikman, who's on his way to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, maybe you're not going to get a chance to play, but you're going to get a chance, especially as a quarterback. You got to get a chance to learn a language, learn a new offense, learn all those things on how to be a pro. And you're behind, a guy like Aikman. You never know. Okay, I mean, look at Matt Cassel, who sat behind Brady and then got, went free agency, and then Garoppolo. I mean, these guys, it takes time to learn, So some guys, they don't think they're going to be, the top five, top 10 pick, and then they end up turning out to be pretty good players.
Gino Toretta is with us. All right, enough about your draft experience, and we're also out of time. But now I got to ask you the cursory questions because you watch a lot of college football with your Touchdown Radio. Who is, in your opinion, the best quarterback available in this draft?
The guys that I like, I like Murray and I like Haskins. What I've seen of Locke, it was when he was younger, but I saw a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, and you're not winning that way. But I like Haskins size wise, athlete, and could throw a touch and he could spin it and he'd be the guy that, at least in this draft, that I'd be building around.
And Gino, with all the talks of Arizona taking Kyler Murray, who you do like, Rosen still being there, drafted number 10 last year. Can you see Rosen, and we compared him in the first segment, to a Jared Goff, where Jared Goff with Jeff Fisher was terrible, and then Jared Goff gets McVay and he balls out, he goes to the Super Bowl. How hard is that? Can Rosen do that, or are we building a narrative that's unattainable?
I think he can do it. I think physically, I thought he was better than Sam Darnold when he came out. I just, Channing, not having been around the kid, and there's a lot of questions about the leadership and things like that, And you know as well as I do, I think we probably just went through it with the Dolphins just now with a guy of, man, the guy under center has got to be your ringleader. Whether that's taking the boys to pizza, taking them out for beers after practice, whatever, he's got to be the guy, offensively, defensively, you got to have that guy's back. And I think you had a team that didn't have the quarterback's back the last few years with the Dolphins. And I don't know if that's similar with Rosen, because Rosen has all the abilities in the world to be a star. I'm just, my question is, are there enough of those other issues to where he's never going to get a team, you know, to follow him lock, stock, and barrel? And I'll tell you, like my rookie year, Jim McMahon was our starter at Minnesota. Jim McMahon used to throw for 150 yards and we'd win the game. Mac got hurt probably 6 or 7 games in, and Sean Salisbury came in, who was the backup. He'd throw for 350, and we'd lose. And I'm like, man, how does this – I mean, our offense is just ripping it up. It's, you know what I mean? It's just it's something about a guy when he has that leadership ability and guys are following him and guys are going to do whatever it takes. And he's, you know, they know he's going to do whatever it takes. That produces, you know, a winning team and a winning organization.
And you're saying he has that or he doesn't have that?
Rosen?
Yeah.
I question that because those were his questions coming out of college. And even now I'm like, well, if they take Murray one, they're going to try to shop him. But for teams to be saying, I'm not giving up more than a third, I mean, ability-wise, let me say this. If he was in the draft this year, ability-wise, he'd be one of the top two guys again.
Yeah,
so there's got to be something – that we're not, I'm not privy to having not been around him, and that's the only thing I question with Rosen.
And I've heard a lot, that's the narrative on Rosen, like his leadership, his communication's tough, and I can attest to it because Chad Pennington, that year 08 he came in, everybody knew Chad Pennington could not throw a ball over 40 yards, but he brought us to his house, his leadership, going to ask the defensive players, hey, guys, how did you see this play? Because I saw it differently. You saw him take that leadership role with offense and on the defensive side of the ball, and that's the only quarterback I ever played with that would come to us and ask us questions from the defensive
standpoint.
And
it translated to a playoff berth.
Yes.
Yeah, it translates to victory. You had his back. It didn't matter. You know what I mean? If you were out in the bar and somebody was messing with him, you had his back. And most, you know how it is. It's like the offensive guys stick together, defensive guys. But the quarterback, he better be able to go hang with the D linemen, the linebackers, the DBs, the O-line, everybody on the team. And they better know he's the guy. And that's when you have the guy you want under center to lead your team.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Quickly on the way out, Carlito's Way. Great movie or no?
God, I think so. That was a long time ago, though, wasn't it?
Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Carlito's Way is a great movie, right?
Yeah, it was 25 years ago.
I understand that.
It was a good storyline.
It was a great movie.
Good storyline.
I mean, it was a great movie.
Nothing like Chevy Chase and European Vacation or, you know.
I don't even think that's the best vacation movie. The original Vacation is the best vacation movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a beauty, Clark.
That's right. Oh, that's what you texted me yesterday. All right, Gino Toretta. Thanks, Gino.
See you guys.
Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. I do love draft week. It's fascinating. The stories are fascinating. Because I always figured, oh, he kind of expected to go in the 7th round. He's like, no, you're freaking right. I'm mad. I was the Heisman Trophy winner.
The funniest thing is that I think there's more upset guys on draft night than happy guys.
I guess you're right.
Because if you're in the top 10, you should have went first pick. If you're in the first round, you should have went first pick. If you go 7th round, you should have went 3rd round.
Yeah. Crazy.
I think the thought of the draft, as we talk to people year to year, the thought of the draft is different from the players to the spectators.
Don't forget our draft party this year, Thursday night, Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. We're going to do our show live there. Now, if you listen to this radio station, we'll be broadcasting from Dolphins headquarters in Davie, from Hard Rock Stadium, and then, of course, our main show, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. We want you to come on out and hang out with us, and we're going to carry all the picks on the air, and then you'll have in-depth coverage of the Dolphins pick on Thursday. It's all presented by Northern Tool and Equipment. Visit northerntool.com for locations. Sponsored by Four Wheel Parts. Check them out at 4WP.com and Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch. And by 954Cool.com, keeping Broward cool. But we want you to join us, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood on Thursday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.